Care for the Erring. How think ye, the Saviour said, if a man have 100 sheep, and one of them be gone astray, doth he not leave the 99 in the wilderness, and goeth into the mountains, and seeketh that which is gone astray? And if so be that he find it, verily I say unto you, he rejoiceth more over that sheep than over the 99 which went not astray. Even so, it is not the will of your Father that one of these little ones should perish. My brethren and sisters, read this whole chapter, and let its instruction tender your hearts, and help you to understand your duty toward those who need your help. In every place, angels of God are watching to see what kind of spirit is exercised in behalf of souls. If the lost sheep is not brought back to the fold, it wanders until it perishes. And many souls go down to ruin for want of a hand stretched out to save. These erring ones may appear hard and reckless, but if they had received the advantages that others have had, they might have revealed far more nobility of soul and greater talent for usefulness. Angels pity these wandering ones. Angels weep, while human eyes are dry and hearts are closed to pity. There are many who err and who feel their shame and folly. They look upon their mistakes and errors until they are driven almost to desperation. These souls we are not to neglect. When one has to swim against the stream, there is all the force of the current driving him back. Let a helping hand then be held out to him, as was the elder brother's hand to the sinking Peter. Speak to him hopeful words, words that will establish confidence and awaken love. Thy brother, sick in spirit, needs thee as thou thyself hast needed a brother's love. He needs the experience of one who has been as weak as he, one who can sympathize with him and help him. The knowledge of our own weakness should help us to help another in his need. Never should we pass by one suffering soul without seeking to impart to him the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. It is fellowship with Christ, personal contact with a living Savior, that enables the mind and heart and soul to triumph over the lower nature. Tell the wanderer of an almighty hand that will hold him up, of an infinite humanity in Christ that pities him. It is not enough for him to believe in law and force, things that have no pity, and never hear the call for help. He needs to clasp a hand that is warm, to trust in a heart full of tenderness. Keep his mind stayed on the thought of a divine presence ever beside him, ever looking upon him with pitying love. Bid him think of a father's heart that ever grieves over sin, of a father's hand stretched out still, of a father's voice, saying, "Let him take hold of my strength, and make peace with me, and he shall make peace with me." As you engage in this work, you have companions unseen by human eyes. Angels of heaven were beside the Samaritan who cared for the wounded stranger. Angels from the heavenly courts stand by the side of all who do God's service in ministering to their fellow men. And you have the cooperation of Christ Himself. He is the restorer, and as you work under His supervision, you will see great results. Physicians, nurses, and helpers, in all your dealings with the sick, let your words and actions be controlled by the Spirit of God. Precious words of comfort from the Word of God may be spoken to the sick ones who come to our sanitariums, and earnest prayers be offered in their behalf. Hopeful words and cheerful countenances and helpful acts will reveal to the patients the love of God. All the religious exercises of the home life should be of a cheering and encouraging nature. The physician or nurse who is easily offended, or who cherishes a jealous or suspicious disposition, is not prepared to take responsibilities in our institutions for the sick. Such influences will counterwork the best efforts that can be made to bring in a cheering and uplifting atmosphere. Our sanitariums are to be regarded as sacred places, the spiritual interests of the patients are to be carefully watched, and any influences that should injure should be removed. The men and women who care for the sick should be truly converted. Then they will speak words that will help and uplift. My fellow workers, keep your spiritual perceptions clear. Cherish the simplicity of the Word of God. By the love of Jesus that is in your own hearts, draw these patients to the feet of Christ. One soul saved is of more worth in the sight of God than all the sanitarium buildings in the world.